Ruby Diaz's first book, Searching for Seraphim, is a highly detailed accounting of one of Vancouver's most notable historical figures, Seraphim Joe Fortes, the popular volunteer lifeguard and constable who saved so many from drowning in English Bay at the turn of the century. What makes the book so unique, however, is Diaz's own personal take and her research process interspersed with Fortes' biography, as she reflects on vignettes from her own life, on the Black experience and on discrimination in general. Her prose is experimental, sometimes injecting history with poetry and period song. The tone throughout focuses on race and the racism Fortes experienced, far more so, Diaz admits, than most other biographers have written about him. Of Fortes' swimming, Diaz speculates that the freedom there comes in, to feel his body weightless amid the crushing weight of white supremacy. Diaz's biography is deeply entrenched in race, from the theft of indigenous lands in early Vancouver settlements and Fortes' position as other, even while being celebrated by the city of Vancouver and its people. Diaz also notes that she projects modern ideas of racism to the past, grafting them onto Fortes, who likely felt comfortable and happy. Her work sometimes reads as an insightful revisionist text based on critical race theory and a very innovative reading of a familiar story. She states that her attempts are to disentangle who he really was from what the white gaze wanted him to be. As such, Diaz confronts racism in how Fortes was treated even in his most positive moments and celebrations. Perhaps reminiscent of Nabokov's Pale Fire, Searching for Seraphim is a thoughtful unpacking of how we understand biography and what we bring from our own identities and positions in history to the investigative process. The emphasis here is on the searching aspect of the title, as it's more a story about race and research than Fortes himself. Biography is fraught with this complexity, as on one hand Diaz writes, "I imagine Seraphim's experience through my own stories," and on the other, she notes the compelling, "The biggest tragedy of Seraphim Fortes' life is that he will never be able to tell us in his own words who he was." Ultimately, the text is an intensely unique, detailed and passionate take on this lauded hero of Vancouver and Canadian history. Scott Marsden is a librarian at the Brighouse branch of the Richmond Public Library. Megaphone, got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. Cell phone with Arrow to stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.